tips, advice, hacks, navigating the crazy world of parenting. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, Thursday's in The Feed. We talked to our friend Callie from But First Coffee blog. She has all things lifestyle, parenting, productivity, honestly, things to make your life a little bit easier, a little more creative. So you can follow her on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. She's got great content up there. And a lot of people just had school vacation. You know, we're getting into springtime with the spring cleaning. So I thought it'd be a good time to talk about some home projects to do when the kids are home.
Yeah, a question I get a lot from parents is like, how do you get things done when the kids are in the house? And I think if you're sort of strategic about picking home projects that you want to get done that are sort of centered around the kids, you can sort of get them involved in it. My kids are 2 and 4. So like my 4-year-old, he's starting to get to that age where like, I like to let him see me doing things like organizing and decluttering, because I think he's at the age where it's like important for him to see it. So these are my 3 spots that I think you can organize and sort of declutter and get through while you have your kids in the house. So the one that I actually just did last week while my kids were on vacation was our arts and crafts space. If you have small children, you know the arts and crafts space is just like they get out of control really fast. Yeah. It was really actually fun to do this with my son and even my 2-year-old, because they're both at the age where they can access the stuff themselves. And I want them to be able to like go over and get the paper so they don't always have to ask me like, I want markers. So we were able to sort of take everything out and sort things, put paper into certain bins together, look at like what supplies we needed to restock, what supplies the kids weren't really using, and then organize it in a way where now they could access it. And honestly, we did this on like Tuesday, and every week, every day of that week, my kids did arts and crafts, and they'd be like, Mom, I need paper. And I'd be like, you know where it is now, you can go get it. So not only did we get the space organized, but it gave them some sort of like independence with the arts and crafts stuff too.
Yeah, and it almost like reinvigorated them. That's fun.
Yeah, yeah. It really gets them involved in the process, which is great. So another one is decluttering toys. This one can be sort of tricky because obviously we all know that once you go to declutter toys, you go, you're like, hey, there's a stuffed animal you haven't touched in 5 years. And they're like, no, that's my favorite one.
Right.
It can definitely be tricky, and there are some times that I will choose to purge toys when my kids are not around, specifically for this reason.
Yeah.
But lots of things, a big thing that I do is we keep a big chunk of our toys like not in a living space. Like we use a shelf in the basement, you can use somewhere else. So you could even just get your kids involved that way and sort of say like, what are the toys that are really important for you to have out right now, and which ones can we sort of put away in storage? Because they don't have to worry so much about letting it go, like it's going to go away forever, but it will help them sort of start to do that idea of like, what toys do I really like and which ones are important to me? And then from your point of view, is like, if something has hung out in that basement shelf for a while, then you know that maybe it's something your child has outgrown. But I think it's a good process to do with the kids, because you can sort of say like, all right, we got too many toys out here. Which are the ones that we want to keep? A great way to do it is if you have a shelf that has cubby holes, or you could put out baskets, because it helps sort of conceptualize it for the kids. Like, okay, we have 5 cubbies, so we need to pick a toy for each cubby. And that can really help sort of like just purge down the amount of toys you have in the living space.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
And then last one I need to do, this is on my to-do list, but this is purging and sorting through the kids' clothes. Again, my kids are both at the age where they're starting, especially my 4-year-old will like pick out their own outfits.
Yeah.
And kids are like constantly growing out of stuff all the time. So like right now my son's pajama drawer is like overflowing. I'm like, why do you have so many pajamas? There's no way that these all fit. But it's a great way to get them involved, sort of like take it all out. We can sort of talk about what clothes fit us, which ones are, you know, which ones do you like? And again, getting them in that process of being independent and sort of, you know, picking out their own clothes. But also allowing you to just like kind of have that second to like go through the stuff and be like, this stuff doesn't fit anymore. This is from last summer. It's not going to fit anymore. And then whatever it is that you do with your clothes, whether you donate them or you use them for hand-me-downs or whatever, but it's a really great project that you can do while your kids are around. That like you can totally be successful doing that project with little hands.
Yeah,
you know, all over.
And it's crazy how the clothes just pile up and they grow out of them. And then certain things. So yesterday, my wife and I, we went to go out in the snow and we realized we didn't have the snow gloves we thought we had for Grace because it hadn't snowed in so long and she already outgrew them. It's crazy.
Yes. Yeah. So it's good to, especially when those kids are at the age that they're just like, it's like every 6 months, it's good to just sort of like stay on check with that. I mean, one of my favorite hacks is like keep a basket in both your kids' rooms. So like when something comes through the wash and you're like, I know this doesn't fit anymore.
Yeah.
You can throw it in that basket and then at least you know, it's not getting mixed in with their day-to-day clothes. But it is. It's something you got to do like at least twice a year.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. All right. Well, these are great ideas. If anyone has a day coming up where they have the kids at home, they can, if it snows again or you have just some, you know, vacation time with the kids home, you can knock these out. Thanks so much, Callie. You can follow Callie Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. She's everywhere and she's got great ideas, great content for you. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.